My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
There is a reason that those who still watch TV are seeing loads of Medicare commercials promising an advantage. I'm David Brancaccio. First, in early trading this Tuesday morning, the Dow is down 21 points, so slightly. It had fallen 1.4% yesterday, nearly 500 points. The S&P this morning down 0.3%, the NASDAQ down 0.6%. Some of this is persistent concern among market players that the U.S. economy is confoundingly resilient, staying strong to the point that interest rates may have to stay higher longer. Let's check today's economic pulse by turning to economist David Kelly at J.P. Morgan Funds. Now, he's of the belief that too many people are ignoring signs that the economy is quieting down in useful ways. Dr. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so let's address what I think is the conventional wisdom here, that the inflation medicine isn't working and that too many of us are getting raises and that stagflation is here to stay. How do you see it?
Yeah, no, I don't agree with that. Inflation's gradually cooling down. We've still got a reasonably strong job market, and that's a good thing. But if you look at wages, wages are still growing much more slowly than overall prices. So workers are losing ground. You know, despite some industrial action, we've got very few strikes in this country. Workers don't have a lot of bargaining power. So I do think inflation's coming down. But if the economy is slowing down and inflation's coming down a little bit more slowly than everybody thought, that's actually a good thing. I mean, I'd much rather the economy be slowing down slowly than slowing down quickly here.
Yeah, I mean, people rooting for a hard landing, that seems like not a great plan.
Well, absolutely. Inflation will come down, but we don't need a recession. And actually, I think the most recent data suggests we've got a slightly better chance of a soft landing here. So as I say, I don't think there's much for markets to worry about here. And I do think the Federal Reserve will stop raising interest rates early next year because inflation will be coming down fast enough for them.
David Kelly at J.P. Morgan Funds. Always good to talk to you.
Anytime.
In fact, crude oil this morning down 0.3%. $76.71 a barrel is close to its lowest point of the year. We're also covering what's becoming one of the largest foreign investments in the U.S. ever. A Taiwanese microchip maker has pledged to spend $40 billion building factories in Arizona. President Biden is headed there today. Marketplace Morning Report podcast has our coverage if you miss it on the air. Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
For those of a certain age, tomorrow, Wednesday, December 7th, is the deadline for opting into an increasingly popular option for health care coverage. It is a privatized version of health care for seniors that's hard to miss for those who watch TV these days, given a blizzard of ads. We've been keeping an eye on this deadline for Medicare Advantage, where there's the promise of lower copayments and less complexity than the traditional government-run Medicare system. You may have heard my colleague Chris Farrell's overview yesterday. Well, today, two key issues people 65 and over need to know as the open enrollment window closes tomorrow. Fred Hyde is an independent consultant in healthcare finance and teaches adjunct at Georgetown. First, a definition, doctor?
Medicare Advantage is, simply put, bringing managed care to Medicare. It's the privatization, if you will, of the Medicare program.
If you believe the ads, there is an advantage in Medicare Advantage. Why might someone be interested in the Advantage plans?
Well, you're correct. A good number of people are interested. Medicare beneficiaries are almost evenly divided now between traditional or original Medicare and those who have enrolled in one or more of the 4,000 or so Medicare Advantage plans that we have in the nation. The main advantage will be short-term economic avoidance of pain, if you will. The Medicare Advantage program caps out-of-pocket limits. It can reduce premiums. It can reduce or eliminate co-payments and deductibles. All of these features will vary from one plan to another, but the Medicare beneficiary will generally end up in the short term paying less.
Then there might be some other nifty advantages like dental and vision care, gyms. But in your view, there is a key crucial question that people need to ask themselves, or at least an issue that they need to be aware of if they're considering Medicare Advantage.
That's correct. There are actually two things that played into my own selection on original or traditional Medicare for these reasons. One of the weaknesses is what is referred to as a limited network. Is your doctor in this network? Is your hospital in this network? That's a very large issue. And we have a $4 trillion industry in healthcare in this country, and nobody has a directory of the physicians who are in Medicare Advantage right now. Now, here's a second problem. This is a big one. There is a Medicare Advantage managed care tactic called prior authorization. Prior authorization is simply what it sounds like. Your doctor thinks you need this test, but your doctor's word is not good enough. The Medicare Advantage plan has to have someone who is generally not a doctor, who is generally just checking a box at an 800 number, decide whether or not you need that test. What the heck kind of plan is that?
Fred, there's this concept in economics called, it's got a horrible name, it's called hyperbolic discounting. It's essentially the difficulty that we humans have in thinking about things in the medium to distant future. That's part of the issue here, right? Medicare Advantage can look good now and soon, but could be a challenge in the distant future that we don't see too clearly.
Well, that's exactly right. Our inability to anticipate what our needs are going to be becomes a Medicare Advantage issue, because once you're in a Medicare Advantage plan, it's somewhat difficult to get out. In some ways, the dental, the eye care, the rest of this stuff, if you're faced with a fatal disease, you're not going to care very much about whether or not they capped your teeth back in, you know, 3 or 4 years ago.
Fred Hyde is a medical consultant and publisher of the daily health policy newsletter, DC Medical News. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. You're welcome.
Now, some members of the Senate Finance Committee are behind a proposed law to force Medicare Advantage firms to make sure their directories of doctors are accurate and up to date. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.